We'd like to welcome everybody into God's house this evening. And if it would happen to be some visitors here, and we do have some, we want to say special welcome to you. We really appreciate you coming. It touches and blesses our heart. We're glad to be here. And we got a lot of folks out in the fellowship hall, which is unusual, but it's a Bible school week. And I'll say we've been blessed to be having such a wonderful Bible school. Each night's touched my heart, and we've got so many children and so many adults out there working with them and teaching them and encouraging them, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere. And so I thank the Lord for Bible school. And this scripture, as I was thinking about the children, this scripture came back on my heart. It's in the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew, starting at the second verse. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive such a one as this little child in my name receiveth me. And how precious that is. Let's all just stand for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us be here tonight. We thank you for a prayer meeting. God, and we thank you for Bible school. We thank you for everyone that's here. We thank you for all the children and the people that are working with them and helping them. God, it's just such a blessing, and it touches our heart in so many ways. We ask you to bless this service tonight. Lord, help us that we might just humble our hearts and worship you in spirit and in truth. Help us, God, and Lord, you know the needs of all of us, and we pray, God, that you'd speak to those needs and touch hearts tonight. God, we ask you these things and praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. Amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir and Brother Taylor.
Fill my soul. Page 33. Page 33.
Thank you.
songs and God's presence. Thank the Lord for these to come to pray. We'll let you say what's on your heart.
Well, first of all, I owe my church an apology.
Bless her, Lord.
I've let the devil with my anxiety. I haven't been coming. I try and I have to turn around. I can't get here. Now the devil's working really hard. I messed up and I said some stuff that I shouldn't have to some family. And now I've got a lot of burdens. My mom's not talking to me. My brother's in the hospital. He tried to commit suicide.
Oh, gosh.
There's just a lot. I need prayers.
Yeah.
I'm burdened down real bad. And I'm really sorry.
Amen. Amen. Do you want to thank the Lord for Taylor and her humble testimony and confession? We can all get off track, but if God stirs her heart and we come pray and repent, God puts us back on track. And so I appreciate her and her openness and honesty. And I was just praying about what to do. I think we'll shake hands with her. While we shake hands, come around. If you feel like shaking hands with her, you feel free to do that. Come around and do that. If there's anybody else that needs to come and pray, the altar is just as available to you as it was Taylor.
Yeah.
It's available. And if God's telling you it's needful, please don't turn it away while we sing.
I'm
Amen. Also appreciate this good move. Let's let you say what's on your heart.
I just have felt like I've been drifting away from the Lord with everything that's been going on. I've had a lot of hurtful things said to me, and I've been letting it get to me.
Yeah.
And allowing Satan to take control over me, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
I can just really use the church's prayers.
Amen. Just stay here with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And there's things that can be very hurtful to us as we go through life, and some of those things is things that's said to us. And so we can all experience that. But God's always with us. He said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And he's always available for us to call on. And so let's sing another song. We're going to come around and shake hands again. We're going to shake hands with you if that's all right. Okay. And if anybody else needs to move, the altar is available. Obey the Lord. Appreciate these good moves that's been made already. We'll have a prayer, and then I'll turn it over to whoever is supposed to lead prayer meeting tonight. I don't know who that is, but anybody got an unspoken request for prayer? Anyone have a prayer request that you'd like to share? Feel free to do that. Amen. Remember that. And remember our two sisters that came and prayed so sincerely and so humbly. Pray for them and their circumstances and their needs. And I know we already prayed tonight, but we need to keep praying. And let's pray for this service, or maybe others that need to come. Might even be somebody here tonight that needs to get saved. And God knows every need, and He can supply every need. That's what's good about God. He knows it all, and He's able to handle it. And so it's good to be here tonight. Anything else before we pray? Well, in just a little bit, we'll go to prayer. When we get up from prayer, whoever's supposed to lead church tonight, if you're here and can, just come ahead and you can take off from there. If nothing else, we'll have to ask Brother Ryan to lead us.
Taylor, I thought you got me off the hook there, but Terry passed it on. You know, Taylor should know that how much I admire her and her family and make the effort. You think about it, folks. We got, 15 miles to travel, and they got many miles to travel, and they make it here. So well, I really admire her and her family. Anyone got a song or a testimony? And Terry already welcomed, but anybody that's a visitor, we certainly welcome you. We want you to feel at home. Anybody got a song or a testimony? You know, when I was thinking about this, I looked at the list and I follow Blaine, I think Billy and somebody, who was it? Oh, and Ryan. And I thought, man, this is going to be a letdown for the church. They got me. But I really appreciate those men.
Glad to be here, and we had a request to do this song, and so you pray for us. I'll do my best. I love the words to this, and I'm sure thankful for the times that the Lord has carried me through places where I just don't think I could have walked, and He just picked me up and carried me. So that's what this song's about. So you pray for us, and we'll do our best.
Thank you. Lord, when I first met you, I thought my troubles were over. But I soon found that sorrow and heartache and trouble still lingered, though I was walking with you. I discovered what a comfort you were in those hard times, and now my faith is tested and true. So as I enter this valley, this old familiar valley, I've learned, Lord, just what you'll do. You'll carry me through, Lord, like you always do, Lord. You'll hold me and hide me like good shepherds do. This valley's no different than all those valleys that came and went. I know you'll be true like you promised you do. You'll carry me through. How could I make it through the storm without your help, Lord? From whom could I borrow the strength in my sorrow if my strength wasn't coming from you? So, Lord, I'll keep trusting, 'cause I know you'll be listening when this little lamb's calling you. And when danger is nearing, my cry you'll be hearing, 'cause I've learned, Lord, just what you'll do. You'll carry me through, Lord, like you always do, Lord. You'll hold me and hide me like good shepherds do. I know you'll be true, like you promised you do. You'll carry me through. Lord, I know you'll be true, like you promised you do. You'll carry me through.
That song. I should have done this earlier. I had a prayer request. Last week I got a phone call from a guy who I worked with like 60 years ago, our 80-year life. And he said he was coming to Lima. And so we went to, I think we went to Panera, and we were sitting there talking. He asked me what I did, you know, and I told him all the things that I did. And I said, and I go to church about 3 times a week. He said, really? He said, I'm a non-believer. I said, what do you mean? He said, I just can't get my head around that. And I said, Blaine, at 79, you better find you a church. And I said, it's not in your head, it's in your heart. I said, you need to get that. So if you could remember him, I'd certainly appreciate it. Just a wonderful, wonderful young man at 79. I looked at him and I said, you don't look any older than you do. Don't lie to me. But it was really, it just came out of the blue, you know, and I thought, wow. So I hope he finds a church. Anybody else got a testimony or a song? One more chance. Got a song or a testimony? If not, I'll turn back over to my pastor.
Again, we thank the Lord for being here. Wonderful opening up, wonderful singing, and right from the start, wonderful choir and wonderful moves at the altar, and just great service God's giving us. Any of you preachers got anything on your heart? If you do, you're welcome. Come share whatever message God's given you for you to share if you got something. Follow your heart. Pray for Jeremy. Appreciate it.
Thankful to be here tonight. Thankful for what I can feel. I'm thankful for every time he's carried me through. He's never failed me, not once. I've failed him many times. I used to think when I was younger that was just something people said. But that's not something I just say. I really mean that. I've failed the Lord too many times to count. But he's never once failed me. And I'm thankful that if I have to put my trust in anybody, that I can put my trust in the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. I've just got a little thought. To be honest with you, I did not think I was going to have to preach this tonight. And maybe I'll just testify on it and sit down, and that'll be okay. But you pray very earnestly. I just want to follow the Lord tonight. But I'm going to read from the 10th chapter of John. And then I'm going to read one verse in the 23rd chapter of Psalms. In the 10th chapter of John is where we'll start. Just one verse. The 14th verse in the 10th chapter of John says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. And then reading the 23rd Psalms in the very first verse, it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you pray very earnestly. Like I said, I just have a small thought tonight. And if I just testify for a little bit and get out of the way, that'll be all right. All I want to do is follow the Lord. But I'm thankful for that verse in the 10th chapter of John. It says that Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. That's not something that's Jeremy Martin's opinion. That's not something that's the opinion of Lima Missionary Baptist Church, even though we agree with that. That's just fact, that the Lord is the good shepherd. Whether you like it or not, the Lord is the good shepherd. He's proven that time and time again, Blaine. He's been with me through every valley I've ever been through. If you'd ask me, I'd say I'd really like to not have so many valleys in my life. There's a lot of things that I'd change about my life. But to be honest with you, I thank God for every valley valley he's ever led me through. He's been there with me through every one of them. He never promised that I wouldn't have any valleys. He never promised that that cross wouldn't get heavy, Blaine. But he did promise me that he'd carry me through every single time. There's one thing I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Hayden. He is the Good Shepherd. And I'm thankful tonight that I know about that Good Shepherd. In the 23rd chapter of Psalms, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." He is the Good Shepherd, that's fact. But let me give you a little bit of insight into Jeremy Martin. The Lord is my shepherd. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Nothing can convince me of it. This old world might try and convince me and say, "Buddy, all of that's just a bunch of fairy tales written in words by men." But let me tell you, the Lord is my shepherd. He's been my shepherd since I was a six-year-old little boy. He's walked with me. He's guided me. He's been there for me when no one else has. When I thought about I was like Hezekiah, there's been a few times I've laid down in my bed and I've just wept till I couldn't weep no more. And I turned my head towards the wall and I said, "God, I need you one more time." And he showed up every single time. I've never called on to the Lord. And he said, "Jeremy, I need a break from you. I can't deal with you right now." There's been times I've said that to him, if I'm being honest. There's been some times where I thought, "Man, I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to take me a little break. I'm not going to read my Bible tonight. I'm not going to go to church tonight. I'm not going to say my prayers tonight. I've been praying all week. I've been reading all week. I've been going to church all week, and I'm tired. I'm going to take me a little break, Levi." But the Lord, he ain't never took a break from me. He's been there with me from every single moment, from the time that he saved my soul as a six-year-old boy. He's been the dearest friend I ever had. Let me tell you something. I think somebody here needs a little reminder about that Good Shepherd. I think somebody here has forgotten just how good the Shepherd is. I think someone here's forgotten that he knows his sheep. And if you're here and you're saved, you're one of his sheep. That's fact. There's no doubt about it. He wrote your name down in his book of life, and he knows your name. I love that. In the 10th chapter of John there, there's a verse that says, "I'm the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. I know their name." In the 41st chapter of Isaiah, it says, "The Lord has called me by name." I'm thankful that I can remember when I start doubting what I got down on the inside. I can go back to that night when the Lord called me by name, and he's never forgot it. I'm thankful to be here tonight. I'm thankful that I have a good shepherd, and I'm thankful he's my shepherd. That's all I feel like saying, Terry. I'm going to turn it back over.
Amen. Get us another song, if you would. That's wonderful preaching. That's more than testifying. That's the gospel. And maybe somebody here tonight that needs to come to Jesus. We'll ask everybody to stand. Maybe somebody tonight that needs to get acquainted with Jesus. You might believe in your mind that the Lord is a good shepherd, but you got to know it in your heart to know how good he is and to know that he's yours. That's what Jeremy's preaching about. I know he's mine. I remember when I realized I didn't have what I needed and I called on him and he saved my soul and I become his and he become mine and we're connected. Now, if there's any spiritual need in your life tonight, please come and let's pray with you while we sing. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. You never go wrong obeying the Lord. You never come out bad by following Jesus. God never hurts you. He helps you. Trust the Lord. You might have a deep valley to go through, but if you trust the Lord, you'll never have to go through one by yourself. God is able and willing and ready, and he loves us. God loves us. Praise the Lord. Do you know my friend? We'd like to introduce him to you tonight. Boy, he's a real friend. I just couldn't do without him. He will abide till the end. He doesn't quit on you, folks. Praise God. Thank God that he is God like he is. Wouldn't want him any other way. And he never changes. Praise the Lord. Anything on anybody's heart before we come to a close tonight? Pray for him. Pray for him. Be seated if you want to.
The Lord just put this verse on my mind, Jeremy, and I was thinking about that good shepherd, how good he was, and I'm thankful he's a good shepherd this evening, and I'm thankful he's wanting to guide us today in the right way, if we'll let him. And I thought about them children of Israel back there, Jeremy, over there in 1 Samuel. They was over there, and King Nahash had rose up against them, and instead of leaning on the Lord after he'd guided them all that way, they said, "We want a king over us." And they'd sinned against the Lord and asking them a king to be over them. And y'all just pray, but I'll just read this and I'll sit down. But they had asked for a king and they had sinned against the Lord. And listen to what Samuel told them over here. Y'all just pray. And the Lord, he had rained on their crops after, I'll just skip over that, but y'all just pray. I don't want to drag out the service. I just want to do what the Lord had me to do tonight. But it says in the 22nd verse of the 12th chapter, it says, "For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way." Listen to this. It says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart." Listen to this. It says, "For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall still do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king." And that right there, it lines right up, Terry, with that good shepherd. And they had sinned against the Lord, and while they would sinned against him, but it said, "For consider how great things he hath done for you." Tonight I want to ask you that question this evening. If you've been here tonight and you feel like you've sinned and come short of the glory of God, why, I'm thankful he's still our good shepherd this evening, Jeremy Martin. I'm thankful you can consider the great things he's done in your life. And I can tell you right now, Jeremy, I can consider the great thing he done in my life, Terry Brock, when I was 8 years old. I can go back to that spot when I failed and come short of his glory, Jeremy. I can go back to when he saved my soul every time, and I can remember every time he's helped me in my life. I can consider those times, so I'm thankful for that this evening. I'll turn it back over to my pastor.
Amen. I thank the Lord for Levi. I enjoyed that. That fit right in, connected right up with what Jeremy preached. And I thank the Lord. That's good, Levi. I appreciate you following the Lord. Anything else on anybody's heart before we come to close? I want to say again, glad to have everybody, especially our visitors. Pray, pray, pray. Anything else?
About the rainbow, and I thought about, we talked about the rainbow and how comforting it is, and it kind of reminded me of the Holy Spirit, you know, being comforted by that rainbow.
Yeah.
But the thing that I love about the rainbow is the rainbow can show before a storm, and it can show after a storm.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that sometimes I can see a storm coming from far off, and there's that rainbow, yeah, and saying it's going to be okay. Yeah. And then when it goes through the storm at the end, there's that rainbow again, and saying, I've made it through. I've made a covenant with you.
Amen.
I'll protect you, and I'll guide you.
That's right.
You might go through the storm, but there's the rainbow.
Amen.
And thank God for that rainbow.
Amen. Thank the Lord for Andrew and what he had on his heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Everybody mind the Lord. Boy, it's sweet when people follow the Lord and God moves and he connects us. Anyone else? Pray for the services coming up on the weekend. Pray for the continuation of Bible school through Friday evening. We got a lot to pray for, and without a doubt, we need to pray for our lost people and those people that are out of fellowship. We need to pray and take them to the Lord on our prayers. Anything else? If not, we'll let everybody seated stand. We'll ask Brother Ethan to pray dismissal.
Life for you, Lord, as Lord, we receive the difference you pay on the grace that you extend, Lord, as I'm aware as well. We love you, dear.